Yeah, it's like when shit like that goes on, it's like, and fuck it, I'm saving that. That's a whole explanation in itself.
True that.
Right. And to that, I will say, hey, welcome to the Crack Brain Podcast. I am your host, Stefan. Joining me today, I have the amazing, well, I've got four people that I absolutely love and absolutely need at this point. Not just today speaking, but yes, I have the great pleasure and absolute thankfulness to go and introduce my cast, which is first starting out with the one that is not on this podcast nearly enough. All right, and I love it every time they are on. That is Candace.
Hello. Yeah, I really should be on the podcast more. Every time I see it's just your group, I'm just like, nah, man, nothing fun's going on. I need to join in.
I mean, to that, I want to say, yeah, you're right, but also, fuck you. And then from there, and God damn it, Candace. Got me frazzled. From there to their, well, on my screen, their left, we're going to go over to the amazingness that's also wearing a Zelda shirt. That is Tyler.
Oh, that's me. Yes, I'm here.
So Legend of Link shirt.
Realize I'm sitting here looking, and I realize my screen is very bright, so I'm trying to like tone it down a little.
No, Tyler, that's just you being white as fuck.
The all whitest right. Mexican around.
It's really late in the winter. I'm have no skin. Color.
It's all right. I understand this all too well, Tyler.
I want to make a superhero show now starring Tyler.
And you've heard him. He wants to make a superhero show starring Tyler. They're Mason.
Hello, friends.
And there's the obligatory clap.
Tyler, what are your superpowers?
Procrastination.
Overexposure.
You're going to tell me the rest tomorrow?
Yeah, we'll get around to it.
The ability to fall asleep as soon as any cat touches him.
Yep. Okay. Look, that's true facts.
What kind of situation would we need that?
So yeah, the other day Tyler was supposed to come pick me up from work, and I walk out of my job and there's no car out there in the normal spot, so I call him to make sure he's okay, and he answers super casually, and I'm like, hey, where are you at? He's like, I'm underneath two cats. I fell asleep, I'm so sorry. And I'm like, it's cool, man, I'll just wait for you here. So I was just waiting up front. My coworker's like, Candace, I thought you would have left by now. And I'm like, well, my ride got caught up in a really vicious cat attack. And they're like, oh my god, is he okay? I'm like, well, he was knocked unconscious. So they're like, he's still driving after that? I'm like, yeah, no, he's fine. It's cool.
Well, how many of your coworkers know of the majesty that is Tyler? Like, at this point, I would think that they should know.
I think all the people that knew Tyler got fired, actually. That was a fun story.
It's a whole new crew. Yeah. I'm cursed.
Candace, you better be careful.
They just purged the entire Target staff at New Tyler.
New Tyler.
I mean, I don't want to say fair. All I want to say is that's some bullshit kind of like delineation right there. It's just like, oh yes, you've been doing shit work, but you also know Tyler, so yeah, you have to go. This other person that did shit work too, they don't know Tyler, so they can stay.
Yeah, you were stealing from the company, and that's really bad, but mostly you knew Tyler, so.
See?
You have a whole new chance to make first impressions now, Tyler.
The audacity of knowing me.
Yeah.
See, now I'm sitting there thinking, like, Tyler should just walk over into Target now, and then all of a sudden, like, announce his presence. I am here, and see how many people just, like, line up to go and meet him, and you're like, you're fucked.
Yeah. I flew under the radar. It's because I'm too powerful. They're terrified of firing me.
Look, all right, when you have the manager, like, going and losing their mind because you went over on a vacation... Mm-hmm. And they're now coming up to you like, never leave again. Mm-hmm. Like, just don't do it. Just don't do it. We'll pay you not to take vacations.
We are revoking all of your vacation time.
Which is funny because yep. I need to take a vacation in summer so Tyler could take a vacation. I'm actually watching his animals that week.
Oh, for a second, I was about to be like, wait a second. Candace has got time off in the summer? I smell a trip that must be taken.
I wish I could go somewhere. But no, Tyler's going on vacation with his family, and his family's like, we need somebody to watch the animals, because normally we watch each other's animals, but we're all going on the same trip, so they're paying me to watch the dogs and the cats.
See, this is the... I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. I'm not getting into it. God damn it.
Well, I mean, like, Nicola would eat Topaz if they went 2 days without wet food, so... He doesn't have teeth, but he'd figure it out.
Just gonna gum him to submission. Just sitting there gnawing on his head like, you will listen to me.
I mean, I've pet sat and still gone to work.
Yeah. Well,
Mason, there's a difference between going to work and going on vacation.
Yeah. Well, the commute for me to go from Tyler's house to my work would just be a nightmare. It's just better for me to take time off for it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
If I'm getting paid either way, like... May as well.
So, Tyler, that means that you must leave Candace multiple cases of mics.
Yeah.
What? Is Candace just supposed to be drunk off her ass the whole, like, week?
How do you think I survived?
But is it living?
Yes. It's not great living. But it is a living, all right?
Did you guys hear about that new bill that got signed in where all mics are actually going to be pulled from grocery stores?
Say what? I mean, yeah. I knew something was going on with mics, but, like, I didn't care to look.
Yeah, so, it's going to...
There's something about... it's something inside of the mics and other hard seltzers that makes it so... The Utah legislation doesn't want it in grocery store. It's really stupid.
It's called alcohol.
Yeah, they claim it's something inside of it, but really the reality is just that they don't. They think that Mike's and like other seltzers just look too much like soda, and it frightens them that their children might want to drink it. So they're pulling it from grocery stores.
How dare these cool hip millennials try to get our children into drinking? Like, bitch, please, one. Alcohol is expensive. We're not going to give it to your kids. Okay? Right. Like, fuck off.
We don't have that kind of money.
I sit there and go like, okay, if Utah, which I'm going to tell people that, you know, that now that I know like how many of you aren't from Utah that listen over to this, fucking why? But the other part of that, like, it's okay. Utah is very interesting when it comes to alcohol in general. But what I will say is, like, if no one over at any Walmart or, you know, or Smith's or any grocery store doesn't have enough common sense to go like, oh, it's in the alcohol section. Keep it there when someone comes over. If they I don't care. It's like if they bring it over, just ID them. Yeah. Now, if parents don't have the ability to go and go like, hey, that's alcoholic. You shouldn't have that, you know, or anything like that, then that's a failure on parents, not anything to do with the store nor the legislature. That just means shitty parenting.
Yeah.
Okay. So for them sitting there going like, we're going to pluck it out of stores. It's like, why? Don't pluck it out of stores. Like, do you not realize how much tax money comes out because of alcohol? Ooh.
Like, yeah. It's...
Like you don't even have to have it in your house. If you're afraid of your teenager thinking it's soda, don't buy soda beer. You know, yeah. Like, God.
They call it Alka Pops.
Alka Pops? Oh, my
God. Oh, Jesus.
That's literally the term that they use.
I guess it's better than Papahal.
That is such a Utah name.
Right?
I will also say this. Like, okay, again, Utah is its own brand of fucked up, but, like, I have not known a single place that was obsessed with soda the way Utah is. It's like, we can't have coffee. We can't have alcohol, soda, and goes nuts over it. Like, don't get me wrong. I loved Mountain Dew as much as the next person growing up, especially in my teens. Mm-hmm. It's like a religion out over here. There are people that are just sitting there like, fucking Mountain Dew, you know, or just like...
It's so crazy. Like, I drive for work, and in my driving, I found, like, at least five different named soda places. Like, there's, like, Fizz, Sodalicious, you know, and there's been, like, three others. I've forgotten the names of them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're crazy.
Swig is one by your place.
Yeah, Swig. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I like these soda bars. I think they're cute, but yeah, it is a bit excessive, like the obsession with it.
It's something where it's like, I remember the first time that I came out over to Utah just to visit when I was a teenager, and it was something where like there weren't nearly as many soda bars out over there, but like I knew something was a little jacked up out over here, cuz it was like people were still really really into soda, and I just remember it being like, oh, it was a thing that like most of us had, but never really thought about. Like, I remember going through crazes of like people losing their minds for Gatorade over in school. You know, over here, it was like, oh, you didn't buy like three or four cases of soda while going over to the store? How dare you? What's weird? Like, I'm not joking. I was over in Orem, and again, it was like a whole Jehovah's Witness kind of thing and whatnot. And me and my buddy are just walking in to go and get like a Powerade, coming out and like going through the checkout stands. We noticed and made a point to actually like talk to each other about it, walking back to our hotel. Every single person had at least three cases of soda. And we just sat there looking at each other like, is there something we don't know? Like what's
3 for $12 sale?
So in defense of that, I don't know if they do it in every state, but here in Utah, we do a lot of the like, oh, buy three cases and get, you know, it's $12 for, you know.
Yeah.
Whereas
3 for $12.
Whereas if you only buy one case, it's like
$5.99, I think.
Yeah. It's like half that. So you might as well buy three and basically get one for free.
Yeah, we get that a lot at my work because I have to do drive-ups a lot where I have to take groceries out to people's cars. Soda sale weeks are a nightmare because people will buy like 9 to 12 cases just to save that much money. Like, it's crazy. And like, I just carry that crap out to people's car. I'm like, can you guys just please come inside for this crap? Like, you might need the exercise a little bit.
It's like, you know, when it's football season and they've got those displays of the soda boxes stacked up to look like something. It's like you just
like a team color mascot or something.
Putting up a display inside the back of someone's Suburban.
Like, okay. You bringing that up seriously now has me thinking like I've seen shortages on damn near everything in a store. Like baby wipes, diapers, you know, food,
toilet paper,
all that kind of stuff. The one shortage I've never seen in Utah is soda. And talking about this right now, I'm now reminded of walking through Costco. And of course, over in Costco, you're normally, you know, you're used to going getting bulk. I remember at one time I saw something close to like 10 pallets just of soda. And in my brain at the time, like I'm literally thinking, like I'm remembering it as I'm talking about it. I remember going like, that's going to be gone within 2 days. And sitting there going like, that's a normal thought that just passed through my brain. That's that's wrong.
I will say there is one soda that always seems to have a shortage at the Smith's by my place. Like I live a couple blocks away from a Smith's. They never have Dr. Pepper in stock.
Okay.
Literally never.
Here's what I was gonna say. Basically, there's two sodas in Utah. There's Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. Everything else can fuck off. All right? Like I can walk down an aisle of Fanta and just be like, I'm the king of this because I have my pick. All right, mm-hmm. Orange soda. Trust me, like it's always there. Doggone Coke. Half and half. You know, Pepsi always there. But if you're looking for a like, if you're looking for a Mountain Dew or a Dr. Paper, Dr. Paper,
Dr. Paper,
I don't even know where that came from.
There's but a kitty cat.
If yeah, you're looking for a Dr. Like Pepper, like 4th of July weekend or Super Bowl weekend, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless, sometimes I'll have them at Maverick.
Yeah. Unless you want the zero or the cream soda flavors, those are always in stock, but the regular Dr. Pepper, no.
My Smith's doesn't have the cream soda flavor. I actually like the like orange cream soda, but I can never find it anywhere.
No, I mean the Dr. Pepper cream soda.
Oh, I do like that one too.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but I don't like it as much as the normal. So, and
sometimes
I'm like,
you just need that good old Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. That's the only soda I drink, so it's like, I want to give it up because I want to get healthier. I've been going to the gym a lot, but then like I remember like, oh yeah, my life sucks. I should at least drink Dr. Pepper. Like,
I feel this. I feel this statement you just said.
Some people drink alcohol. Candace drinks Dr. Pepper.
It's true. It's because I was born and raised in Utah. That's the roundabout of this conversation.
Tyler, your cat. Yo, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Precious. You go ahead.
I was gonna say your cat looks like your cat's looking at you, and he's like, Tyler is talking to nobody, but he's petting my tummy, so everything is okay.
Yeah.
Like, this is just my life now. This is just what I have to deal with.
Yeah, if you ever look at the way Nicola, like, looks at Tyler or is comfortable around Tyler, you would think that that cat is the most chill cat on the planet. But then you ever meet him, and he is just a bag of anxiety. Like, he does not want to be around anybody.
Nicola's always been... I've only hung out with Nicola, like, once. So,
yeah.
Always been cool with me.
Yeah, I was telling that to Siobhan today. I was like, you know who's one person Tyler's cat really liked for some reason, and we still don't know why? It was Stefan. Like, he just likes your voice or something.
Yeah, oh, something. Fucking.
Like, he wouldn't cuddle with you like that, but he at least wanted to be, like, near you or in the same room, and that's rare for him.
I think that's just, I don't know what it is, because I was hanging out with another friend weekend before, and their cat was the exact same way, where they're all like, this cat hates, like, I remember the couple of days before, it's like, this cat hates guys, so I'm just, it's your first time coming over, just realize that, like, okay, the cat might not do anything around you and whatnot. I got in, sat down on the couch, the cat was instantly over at my neck, I'm like, apparently the cat just, and they're just sitting there looking at me like, we don't see this ever, this is... I'm going to get my roommate and have them look.
We need photographic evidence. Quick, grab the cameras. Yeah.
I just sat there and think like, hey, look, I'm dark. That's it. They just like dark.
Yeah. Well, it's like, normally, Nicola's never like mean to anybody. It's just whenever somebody comes over to Tyler's place, he just hides like immediately. And he doesn't come out until the person leaves.
That being said, like, it's not like Nicola all of a sudden comes out over to me. Just goes like, hey, what's up? And sits down my leg. It's just... like, they just look over and acknowledge my presence, like, you're here.
Yeah, okay, he'll just chill in the same room as you, and that's, like, super rare for him. Like, I remember the first time he sat down on the armrest on the couch that you were sitting on, and I'm like, he never gets that close to strangers.
See? Well, okay, feel it. I'm
clearly
an idiot.
Just a cat magnet. I was gonna say something else, but...
I fucking miss cats. I really do.
I don't think that's what Candace was going to say.
I absolutely know that's not what she was going to say. I don't give a damn. I'm just interjecting what I'm going to say.
That's valid.
I missed something. I'm not sure what it was, but everyone's laughing.
You did miss something. We'll tell you when you're older.
Yep. Fucking, you don't play to him that way. This dude, I've heard him now say things that I sit there and go like, you're fucking one of us. You are. You're a degenerate.
Stefan was having a bad day and he asked me to swear at him, so I did.
Oh my god! Mason called me a bitch!
Well, were you being a bitch?
I was gonna say, in his defense, were you being a bitch?
If you have to think about it, the answer is yes.
Okay, but the question is, were you being like a bitch, or were you being like, bitch?
I mean, it was more affectionate, like, bitch.
Bitch, yeah.
And then he also drove me to the airport at 5 a.m., so as a thank you, I swore at him again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call me, Mason? What'd you call me?
I called you words.
Specifically, which words?
And effing and genitalia.
Yeah.
Look, I'm only allowed to swear once every 10 years. I am way in the negative. I can't.
Did you at least do that as you were getting out of his car? You're like, effing, and then slam the door on him.
No, it was better. We still had like a minute more in the drive.
I feel like I'm picturing Mason just like kind of like a taxes kind of thing, just looking at his like files and just be like, oh, I just went way over my quota this 10 years, this decade. I'm really gonna have to cut back on the swearing, you guys.
Gotta go on a swearing diet.
I am out of inventory. All right, we were understaffed for this. I just
only gosh dangs for a while.
Don't you dare, Mason. Don't you dare. I told you then and I'll tell you now. I'm gonna open the whole window to swearing for you. It's gonna be I'm gonna ease you in gently. All right. It's gonna be amazing.
I don't know about any of this.
I'm not saying you have to become a sailor or anything like that. All I'm saying is like, just don't be afraid of it. Just don't be afraid of it.
Yeah, I wanna be Popeye.
I'm telling you right now, Popeye cussed quite a bit of times too. They bleeped it out. But I'm gonna tell you right now, there's no one that gets hit nearly as hard as he did, or have to deal with all the shit that he did that didn't cuss at least a handful of times.
It's probably true. Maybe.
I've been reading way too much manga. My mind in that conversation went somewhere different than swearing. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm glad you're. I mean, you're reading manga. I'm not reading manga. I'm reading
straight to hand holding.
Other things.
Straight to hand holding. Thank you.
What?
It also doesn't help that I spent the whole day with Siobhan and we just kept making fucking gay jokes all day. Like,
oh yeah,
yeah.
I'm gonna tell you right now. I am saying this right, like absolutely right now. There's not one production that I am ever afraid to be at with Siobhan. Like, there are commercials and whatnot that sometimes I get nervous for, or like voice acting stuff that I get nervous for. The moment I see Siobhan, it's like, and oh, this is gonna be fucking awesome. Yes. The only thing I have to now, yeah, I now have to just worry about, like, okay, Siobhan and I, we cannot take over. Like, we actually have to listen to the director so that we don't get thrown off set. But other than that, fucking yes.
Yeah, like every now and again, like one of the characters in the show would just say something and Siobhan would be like, I don't know, bro, that sounds pretty gay, all right? It sounds like you want his dick in your mouth, all right? And I'm like, he probably does, Siobhan, like, it's called subtext, okay?
Look, you were watching, what was it, Token Ranbu?
Yeah, we were watching the Token Ranbu musicals.
It wasn't so much that, you know, wanted his dick in his mouth, as it was more that he just wanted to cross swords.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah, I call it subtext. It's really not subtext. It's pretty much the main focus of the show.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty on point.
Yeah,
on
the actual plot is really the subtext, but...
Stom text. That was Vegas. That Vegas took that. You know what? That's not what I meant.
What did you mean, Jason? Please.
I don't know. Look, you should know me by now. I can't explain anything.
Also, oh, but you should.
Also, if it happened in Vegas, he can't tell us. By law, it has to stay in Vegas.
Fuck that. All right. What happened in Vegas was amazing. And we talked about quite a bit of it. And I'm telling you, you should talk about some more. All right.
Dude, what you talking about?
I will say this much. There weren't nearly as many almost boobs as the last time we went over to Vegas, Mason. All right. The amount of times walking either on the strip or at the convention and there were almost boobs and seeing your eyes go like, and oh, that's a... It was a joy last time.
Trying to do that thing where he's trying to look not obvious. Like, oh yeah, that's a...
I remember the Frieza cosplayer that was over at Level Up when we had went and only had pasties on. And it was something where, like, I remember walking up the first time going like, that's a pretty interesting... Oh no, that's topless and just wearing pasties. Okay. All right, cool. I remember being beside Mason one of the times. Mason looking like, hey, that's... And then all of a sudden, like, recognizing what was going, hey! And then, like, as he's walking forward now, trying not to, like... Mason, I'm gonna tell you right now, I caught you, okay? It's not like, you did the most anti-Mason thing ever, which was you got real quiet.
Yeah,
that was the first time I'd ever seen those before.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
Okay, so I will tell you right now, the first anime convention I've ever went to was in Vegas when I was 13. There was no almost boobs. There was just a lot of boobs. All right. I saw so much fucking porn when I was in Vegas at 13. It was pretty incredible. Like, you walk the strip, there was literally nowhere to look that wasn't nude.
Yeah.
Like, there was nude things on the ground. There was nude things on the walls and the bus stops. There was nude people in front of you. It was just naked people everywhere. Like,
and never hating. Look, all right. Yeah. It's a fantastic thing. All right. And I'm telling you right now, I've enjoyed that part about different areas. And it's also something where it's like, I view it as more of the aesthetic that goes with certain areas. It's like the same thing with the French Quarter. It's like, mm-hmm. you're going to see boobs. All right. Yeah. But the sooner you can get past that and then just enjoy other parts, the better it is. So there's that.
What's the French Quarter?
Oh, in New Orleans.
Yeah.
All right. Great, great thing.
The Vegas of New Orleans.
Yeah, let's call it that.
Shh. Yeah, red light district? What are we talking about?
Closer to... Wow, you actually know what a red light district is.
He learned it from Demon Slayer, I'm sure.
That
is true.
No, it was from Is It Wrong to Pick Up Girls in a Dungeon?
Still an anime.
Yeah. This is the first place he ever learned what a woman looks like.
No comment.
And trying to learn what a woman looks like from anime is a very poor representation. Come on.
Yeah.
That's okay. If we're going to be clear, it was Inuyasha, and it was the scene where a frog priest is capturing people.
You remember the scene.
I sure do.
Mason, that's almost like... Does. Oh,
that was his awakening. Come on.
And like, they were in like these bubbles, and there were tadpoles.
Look, it's a weird awakening. Everyone remembers their first pair of anime tits, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
I was about to go and cut on Mason for a second, and then I just started thinking of it. I remember all of like my first movie boobs. No, Tango and Cash. All right.
No, mine was Total Recall.
Oh. Hey, that's not bad. You got a tri-boob as your first, all right?
Yeah.
All right. I haven't seen Tango and Cash. I don't know what that is.
It's another good movie. Another good movie. Same, like, from the same time frame. It's dumb.
I'm trying to remember what my first anime boobs were, actually, because I grew up watching a lot of, like, late 80s, early 90s anime, and that was back when they were, like... They're boobs. Like, who gives a shit?
That's true. So it was Berserk.
No, it wasn't Berserk. I didn't watch Berserk back then. But
oh, okay.
I remember my first implied anime boobs. And
Love Hina.
That was no. It
that was mine. Sorry.
Yeah, it was Golden Boy.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Golden Boy.
Implied, I would say it was probably Slayers, but I think like full like nude boobs with like nipples drawn and everything. I would probably say Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah,
And that wasn't a pleasant scene. So that was a really awful scene.
No, it was not.
Yeah, for those of you who have seen Ninja Gaiden, you will know why. Like, that was a terrible experience.
Yeah, Love Hina. It's Hina, isn't it?
It's Hina.
Hina.
Okay. I never heard the pronunciation.
Like Dr. Paper.
It.
If it's Mason, Dr. Paper. I'll go through the Japanese vowels with you a little bit later. Tyler,
yeah, please don't. I'll
anime
forget.
Boobs.
And real.
You know, or at least movie, that was a long time ago. My old ass. was having trouble remembering.
Was it Devil Man?
But I'm pretty sure it's probably Ranma One Half.
Oh yeah, I forgot Ranma One Half. That might have been my first.
I don't know what that is either.
Oh, it was a good show.
Yeah.
Same mangaka as Inuyasha, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
She's written a lot of stuff.
I was kind of thinking about this the other day, about, like, you know, it's like how nostalgia only goes so far with, like, remembering how great something is, and then all of a sudden you try to watch it and you go like, this wasn't really that great. And I think that has more to do with like, as you grow up, your tastes change. Mm-hmm. You know, we all have certain shows that, like you watched younger and didn't, like, maybe at certain parts of your life didn't age well, but then came back in a good way. And mine right now is Gundam Wing. Yeah. I don't know why. I remember watching it as a kid, absolutely loved it. Then I tried watching it like 6 years ago and was like, this really doesn't hold up. I started watching it again and I'm sitting there going like, oh my God, I love this so much more right
it's
now.
It's so dramatic. I love it. It's like a soap opera.
It's so dramatic. And the fact that, like, I'm not trying to, like, hide my head in politics nearly as much as I am. I'm sitting there looking at the political spectrum of it and going like, oh my God, they're talking about real shit here. Oh,
oh yeah. Yeah. Gundam Wing did that really good.
Yeah. I think the show that was like that for me was Android Kikaider. Because when I first watched Android Kikaider, I watched it with my sister, and it was like kind of a way for the two of us to bond, because she was like really the only person I knew that watched anime with me. And then I tried rewatching it later, in like once anime had started becoming popular, and I was like, wow, this, I still like it, but it really aged poorly. And then I started collecting the DVDs again for that nostalgia feeling. And then I started watching them, and I'm like, okay, you know what? The animation doesn't hold up anymore, but god damn, this story was so good. Like, they need to write anime like this now, like with today's like animation quality. Well, or, like, remake Android Kikaider or something, because god, the story was just so important. It was so good. It shaped like a lot of who I am, I think.
To not necessarily to piggyback, but to kind of expound just on something that you had said, like rewriting stuff for today's audience, I think that not only is like animation quality definitely better, you know, and whatnot, I think more writers, and this isn't just in anime, but I think more of this generation of writers are not afraid to take more chances. Mm-hmm. Also to like get out of, like, to pay homage to nostalgia, but not be shackled to it.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. There's still a lot of the market right now that is just nostalgia factories that just want to pump out thing after thing after thing. But you can tell when that's basically just old people trying to give today's audience what they loved about something. And the difference between now young writers that go like, we love this too, but we also want to have more fun with it. And I think that a lot of older series, like, don't get me wrong, I'm a true Dragon Ball fan to my very core. But I really think that has still been, I don't know it for certain, but it's like the same people that have basically been doing new Dragon Ball, it feels like have been the same people that have been doing Dragon Ball since I was a kid. And it's like, hey, can we maybe let people that are my generation or even the younger generation than me go and now take a crack at this, because I'm tired of the same recirculated story. Like, we can do so much more. Just let us.
Like, kind of things like the new Dororo series that came out a couple years ago versus the original Dororo. Like, it pays homage to it in a beautiful way. It's the correct story and it has all those deep messages, but they definitely rewrote it for today's pacing and to match, like, kind of a more target audience of today. And same with, like, Devilman Crybaby. Mm-hmm. Like, they pay homages to their original source material without, like you said, being shackled to it.
Yeah.
And I would love to see something like that with Kikaider, because I'm like, Kikaider had such a beautiful and important message about humanity that is still valid today, that just, it just didn't age well because its pacing is slow and the animation's not there. But I'm like, God, I would love to see it, like, get the Dororo treatment, like, from, like, Studio MAPPA or WIT or someone, like, it'd just be amazing.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of Studio Mappa.
Go ahead.
No, never mind.
Thank you for your insight.
Yeah. you know, font of wisdom here.
It's what you do on the Kawaii Cast as well.
I'm a this really relevant point. Ah, fuck it. No, forget
it. And this has been Tyler.
I had it. I was like, oh, I saw this thing about MAPPA, and then it just went, never mind. It yeeted itself out of my brain. I was like, well, okay, never mind. That's a passing thought.
I get it. I get it.
I want like a game show where Tyler just walks in and then just leaves and like, and this has been Tyler, play him out, boys. Just no words or anything.
Like, no, just every now and again Tyler just rings the buzzer, like, oh. Yes, go ahead, Tyler. Oh, never mind, it's gone. I'm sorry.
Oh, never mind.
I want a game show of Tyler going being the host, bringing up a half idea and then abandoning it halfway through. Just go like, okay, guys, here we go. Great idea. Let's take Tango and Cash, and then just walks out. And just so many people sit there go like, what was he gonna say?
He's like, guys, don't worry about it. It was a stupid idea. All right. I heard myself halfway through there. Okay.
Contestants, I think we've all seen at least one episode of anime.
It's like the I've seen enough anime to know where this is going, except I've seen enough Tyler to know where this is going. It just like the picture just cuts out.
There, you've never seen enough Tyler to know where this is going, all right? He will keep you on your toes.
Tyler hasn't seen enough Tyler to know where this is going.
That's why it was fun playing D&D with you, man. Like,
oh, God.
I just want to talk about that a little bit. Like, so Tyler did a one-shot with our group a couple weeks ago. And like it was his first time DMing for 5th edition. I don't know if he's ever DM'd for 2nd or 3rd, but like I think he was like he had those like first DM jitters and he's just like, oh, I know where I need to improve. But honest to God, like thinking about it, I'm like, good DMs are the kind of people that can lead their like party back to the main story. Great DMs are people that work around the story to where their party's wandering, and amazing DMs do both. And I feel like you're at least in the good DM tier right now, where it's like you have this knack for just being like, okay, let's get you guys back on track. Like, that was fun. Yes, that's a scarecrow. Yes, don't eat the mushrooms. Get back on track. And I think you do that.
Stop
really, really
trying well. To eat the dangerous mushrooms.
I spent 4 hours of that campaign telling Sudi not to eat the damn mushrooms, okay? I'm like, I am the druid. Trust me, don't eat the fucking mushrooms.
Sounds more like a babysitter than it does a medieval adventure.
Yeah,
sometimes they're the same thing.
I mean, I sound really frustrated as this character, but honestly, I play the character like he's Mason, in all honesty.
<That's> true.
I'll take it as a compliment, I think.
He's the cinnamon roll druid that literally is just like, oh, a dart, please don't eat the mushroom. Trust me, please. They're just, the purple isn't a good color for mushrooms, all right? I do medicine. I think you'll get really sick. And then like halfway through, after examining like creatures being mind controlled by these things, he's like, please don't eat the mushrooms.
But the mushroom got et, right? It did.
No.
Damn it.
I keep my friends safe. Except apparently two people in our group are children murderers, so that was fun.
Yep.
Oh, I shouldn't laugh at that. But
keep your friends close and don't let them eat mushrooms.
I didn't think we were going to end up with murder hobos in our party, but here we are.
Look, I'm just saying, there were technically like 15 children that you had the chance to kill, and you only killed two of them, so...
No, one we were supposed to kill, and then the other one was an accident.
There was a child that was supposed to be slain?
Yeah. Yes.
It was Tyler's campaign.
Awesome.
Yeah, so 1 out of 15 is not bad.
So were they homeless because of the murder, or were they homeless before the murder?
Well, I mean, they were in their hometown. They were all just being controlled by mushrooms.
Yeah. Which is why you don't eat the mushrooms.
Debatable. So what made him homeless?
Debatable.
I think Mason misunderstood the murder hobo reference.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Are they killing hobos? I thought they were hobos that killed.
No, we'll tell you when you're older.
God.
What does the B in hobo stand for?
Fucking, God damn it, Mason.
Burrito.
How, home burrito. Yeah. That sounds right. Oh, okay, I'm putting it down. Hold on.
You. I still want my goddamn sticker. People that are listening to this have no, well, no. People that are listening to this may have an idea, because I'm gonna be trying to put out that episode soon. But God damn it, Mason. No one in this group knows about fucking God damn it.
I want to know.
People don't listen to the podcast. What are you talking about?
I'm actually starting to worry about that, because last night I went to the bar and David's like, does Crackbrain still do things? I'm like, yeah.
Not as much lately.
Crackbrain kind of does things like Kawaii Cast.
Yeah, that's what I told him. I was like, the Kawaii Cast is going strong, except for this week, because depression, so.
Yeah, fucking right.
Because depression and slow anime season, but yeah.
Yeah.
Would my ban list names for today help with your depression?
No.
That I've gotten just today?
They might exacerbate the problem.
Yeah.
All right. I've got potato crisis, and walked Gary right into a potato crisis, bag of anxiety, and home burrito.
It's like twisting a knife. Isn't it?
All right. Bag of anxiety isn't bad.
That does, Candace.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I forgot to give you credit for that one. Hold on.
Now, okay. Let's put it this way, because I'm gonna get real on here for a second. Mason, do you know what exasperate means?
No.
That's exactly why that just happened.
What? Does it mean like advance?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
It means make it worse.
It means to make it worse.
I like potato crisis, and I don't care what you guys say about it.
I think you missed the point. It's like twisting a knife, man.
This is why I fucking love Mason.
Like Mason sees a wound, like a knife wound. He's like, do I pull the knife out or leave it in? And everybody's like, leave it in. He's like, gotcha, and then he twists it.
I'll go 50-50.
Okay. Give me a second. And then he goes and gets some lemon juice and just squeezes it over the knife.
But he does this is just like, I just want to see my friend be happy.
You can't make lemonade without lemons. So pour lemonade into your wounds.
Guys, I hear salt is good for wounds. Pull the knife out, slap on a whole bunch of salt, and then stab the knife back in.
Yeah, so- when lemons give you life, am I right?
Right. When lemons give you life, make a grenade out of it.
It
burn
makes
life's
food
half
taste
down.
Better. Why wouldn't it make a wound feel better?
A wound is basically just a food before
it's
the
meat.
Food part.
It's meat.
Fun fact: most people don't realize that my cosplay name is actually a pun because it's pink lemonade, but it's like lemonade, like the drink, and also grenade, like lemon grenade, lemonade.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, my name's been a pun this entire time.
Didn't know that either. Didn't know that.
I was
either.
Just like, I like pink lemonade. And then I just like never expanded.
Yeah.
Expanded.
Which is why
which one is the good one?
I really need to make a logo to kind of like showcase the fact that it's a pun.
It's not like, we don't know or you and you don't have any sort of artistic ability. I'm just
just gonna be like a lemon shaped like a pineapple grenade.
Yeah. Pink. Yeah, that's the goal. That was the idea.
I
do have the ability to make this logo. I don't have the technology. My computer is garbage. We're rebuilding it soon, hopefully.
That's what the tax return is for.
Yeah, which I really should get on that.
You could also do one of those, like, lemonade juicers and then have the top of it, instead of the lemon, put the grenade.
I feel like that'd be too complicated.
What the fuck did you just say, Mason? A what?
It's like a white dish, and it's got,
you know,
like a
one
dome
of those
and...
those juicers that you use to like juice orange.
Why does
juice
it have to be white? Jeez.
He means like a juicer, but instead of a lemon on top, it's a grenade.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, like I knew, like I know what the fuck a juicer is,
yeah.
But I seriously, in some part of my brain, went, there's a juicer specifically for lemonade that like not just a juicer or like just one that was also meant for like fucking, I don't care. Just one that was specifically for lemons. It's like you could fucking, God damn it.
Yeah.
Call it juicy nades.
Juicy.
Don't
like
you start,
nerds.
Mason. Don't you fucking start.
But what's wrong?
You and your juicy nades can stop.
Juicy nades.
Yeah, I was gonna say Juicy Nades doesn't sound like a band name so much as it sounds like a porno studio.
It could be an album made by that studio. Did you like the music in the episode you watched? Here's the soundtrack of it.
Nobody's watching porn for the soundtrack.
Here's the self-titled album of the new porn studio, Juicy Nades.
They're like,
it's mostly saxophone music.
Mason's watching porn and just being like, man, this soundtrack is killer.
I was like, literally, Candace, man, you that up. And...
This sounds fantastic. Too bad this girl's moaning is ruining it for me.
This is a real banger.
Would that be counted as instrumental music then?
God damn it. No, see, now all, like, fuck it. No, fuck it. What I was about to say makes no sense. I'm not going to worry about it.
Don't pull a Tyler.
Oh, God damn. That was good. That was... I fucking miss
What is
you
this episode about?
It doesn't need to be... Look, all right. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now, so far, the title that I have written down, unless we get something better in the next 12 minutes, is this episode has anime boobs.
All right. I mean, if Tyler moves his one figure in the background, the right direction will have anime boobs.
Which one?
Holo.
This one? Holo?
Yeah.
Is that a weird version of clickbait if we do that? Everyone watches this just to like zoom in on Tyler.
People would have to click for it to be clickbait. I'm going to tell you that much right now. So we're missing one gigantic piece of that pie.
Also, I'm pretty sure
you won't believe whose anime boobs shows up in this episode of Cracked Brain.
Crickets.
Also, every single episode, people are just zooming in on Tyler, all right? He has that effect.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I have a hard time believing that.
Look, Tyler, I'm going to tell you right now, all right? I've gotten more requests since, an episode a couple of weeks ago that drunk Tyler needs to make more appearances.
All right. Those were done by me.
We need to stop recording on Sundays, guys. Come on. Drunk Tyler can appear basically any other day.
Except Tuesdays.
Well, I mean, now there's...
Sundays and Tuesdays are kind of off limits.
Now there's more of a reason, like, at least for me, I can probably start recording on some Saturdays now. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I won't be available next Saturday, but the Saturday after that, I'm good.
See?
I'm 50-50 with Saturdays.
Yeah.
For some reason, I open so I can record after, but...
Yeah, it's been nice lately since my work is training all the new people. They're just like, they really want the new people to be working weekends, so they get like the worst shifts, so they get used to it. And that just means that they don't schedule me weekends anymore.
Let's not ease the new people into the worst shifts. Let's just dump it on them.
Fuck them, make them cry.
That's literally what my job is like, because they're just like, you see how bad it is today? Well, most of your shifts aren't going to be like that. So.
Let's twist the blade.
It's like, you see how bad today was? It's not going to be much worse, all right? You literally are dealing with the horrible part of it today.
The baptism by fire. Yeah. I always tell the new people that. I'm like, you are literally getting the baptism by fire today. Like, they do this on purpose. Like, they want you to experience the worst first week of work, so that way the rest of your job just feels normal.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, but also makes no sense.
Yeah. It's a trial by fire situation. It's work, though. I'm still there for some reason. Mostly the pay. So, yeah.
That's true.
The pay's pretty good.
You stuck around for the pay.
No, because the new people are making the same amount as me.
Like, fuck!
That's kind of dumb.
Because it's like they keep upping the like minimum that they pay. And instead of like adding everything I've earned to that minimum, they just bump everybody up to the same level, basically.
I think I have a similar thing going on.
Most retail companies are like that. Where they're just like, we're going to be paying everybody more, so everybody goes back to the minimum bar.
Fuck it. Whatever.
That's why I don't do management.
Welcome to retail in America.
Yeah, that's why I don't do management. Because they're like, Candace, would you like to take a management position? I'm like, no, because I know the moment I do, I'm going to get paid the same thing as like the brand new person. So I don't want that extra stress.
I don't need that extra responsibility and stress for zero extra pay.
Yeah. Your cats are active in your room tonight, yo.
I know. I've got Topaz over here.
Mm-hmm. She's like staring at the camera like, what?
Yeah. What did I do? Keep rolling ball and track, huh?
She looks so like offended that you would accuse her of something like that.
Let's see if Look I at can that face. Her actually playing with it.
She's thinking about it.
Yep, there she goes.
The timing on that was perfect. She's a paid actor.
God, much better than a lot of the actors that I ain't saying shit.
So Garrick showed up at work on Friday.
What? He shows up at work, but not at Vegas. What the hell?
That bitch.
Well, so a semi truck knocked over an entire pallet of concrete, and it took me over 4 hours to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my coworkers, half jokingly, half accidentally, threw an entire shovel full of concrete in my face. And Garrick showed up. That was not a proud day.
What did Garrick do?
Oh, your coworker was just playing a game of whack fuck.
Yeah,
I've not heard that term before. Yeah, I don't feel comfortable saying what I said over this podcast, but I apologized to him a couple times, and he said that it was fine and he understood. But at the same time, he didn't come like 20 feet near me the entire rest of the day, and I haven't seen him for like at least 2 days.
Have you threatened him with a knife and a lemon?
No.
Mason.
Threatened him with a lemon and a grenade.
Mason, is it anything close to like what you had called me?
Maybe. I'm going to argue it was worse than what I called you.
Fuck, Mason. Yes!
Oh, my.
Not only that, but we had another guy there who he was like, he's scared of me now, too, and he won't come anywhere near me. So my two coworkers are just staying clear of me, and I haven't heard from either of them in over 2 days. And I feel really bad.
Sounds like a good time.
How do I get people to stay the fuck away from me?
I know, Tyler, like people like Tyler too much at his work. They're just like, man, Tyler's the coolest guy ever. We're going to be like attached to him at the hip at work the whole time. And Tyler's like, please, for the love of God.
Please, give me some alone time. I just want to assemble this chair in peace.
Yeah, all the new people in my work. All the new people in my work have been like, Candace, you're so great. I love talking to you. You're like the coolest person up at the front end. I'm like, what? No, this is the opposite of what I wanted. No. I'm a bitch. Stop.
You know how we don't talk about Glenn? I became Glenn.
You did not. You did not. All right. You absolutely did not. You have to do a whole lot to become Glenn. And there's no fucking way you could even get close.
You wouldn't know if you were Glenn.
Yeah. Glenn doesn't know he's Glenn.
Glenn is unaware of the Glenn-ness.
Yeah. I just feel like if people in my work think that I'm like the best person on the front end, they need to get higher standards. I'm like, meet better people. That's on you.
I want that as my wallpaper. Just Candace's face, and it says meet better people under it.
I get this.
I want this on a t-shirt now. I just want a t-shirt that says meet better people.
I want just in small letters under that says that's on you. Like,
see, now if I could have my own variation of the shirt, which would still be piggybacking off of Candace's, it would be like, you like me with a giant like question mark, and then go, you need to meet better people.
Yeah. No, it's
on the front, it's just, you like me? Question mark. Like giant question mark. And then on the back it's just, meet better people.
No. What if it looked more like a passing notes in school, like, do you like me, yes or no, but it just says meet better people.
Again, not mad at this idea.
Yes, yeah. No, meet better people.
Yeah, raise your standards, please.
Yep.
And then like one of those like a little doodle of one of those fish crackers that they have in Japan.
Yeah.
And then like a sunflower.
Oh, that's what you're talking about. Okay.
I don't know what they're called or what they are.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, it's taiyaki. Just say yes.
Taiyaki. I saw a little taiyaki pan at the store the other day. I wanted to buy it.
Super didn't cute. You already get, like, didn't someone already give you one?
No, I gave one to Rena for Secret Santa. Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, and then she ate nothing but taiyaki for, like, 2 months. It was great.
It was glorious.
What is taiyaki?
It's like a fish waffle.
Yeah.
Like a fish waffle.
Oh, it's a waffle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
They oftentimes have, you know, a filling, but
like red bean paste or a custard or something. Rena was putting pizza fillings in it, so it was like a Hot Pocket.
Just putting that Totino's pizza rolls into the taiyaki mold. Like,
I can't eat anything unless it's shaped like a fish.
That was her diet for like 2 months.
What? You're looking great. What do you eat? Things shaped like fish.
Yeah.
That is exclusively my diet.
There's a lot of carbs.
I don't eat fish. No. It's just things shaped like fish.
All food that I consume must be in the shape of a fish. Just like, you know, when you become, or millennials have to have all their food in the shape of dinosaurs.
I haven't heard that one, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah. Fun fact, if your food is in the shape of a dinosaur, it tastes better. That's a fact. Yeah.
I thought it was if there's dirt in your food, it tastes better.
No, that's a mechanic.
Oh, wait.
Mechanics taste better when there's dirt in them?
When you blackmail them?
Well, that too.
I'm trying to figure out what Stefan's counting.
Counting how many foods I know that my children eat that are shaped like dinosaurs. I'm at six.
But is it six too many is the question.
No.
No. Never too many. Because I at least...
To eat or not to eat?
Because I at least know like three of them that I eat. So...
But the question is, will they eat those foods if they're not shaped like dinosaurs?
Back to the count.
Fuck. This is a whole other count that I can't do right now. All
right. Wasn't that an episode of Reincarnated as a Slime? They like had to cut up the carrots into like flowers and octopus and stuff.
Yeah. That was like the spinoff show.
That was like, yeah.
Yeah.
God. Now I want flower-shaped carrots. Or carrot-shaped flowers. No way.
No, I think you were right the first time.
Yeah, okay. I was about to say, Mason, like, what the fuck?
I had rose-flavored potato chips today. That was pretty interesting.
Rose-flavored?
Rose-flavored. Yeah. No, rose. Like, the flower. Rose-flavored?
What the fuck?
Yeah,
Siobhan. What does a rose taste like?
Siobhan found them at the Asian market, and they were actually pretty good. Like, they kind of had, like, a... Because roses and raspberries are like from the same family, so it kind of had more of a raspberry taste than a rose taste.
So now is this going to basically be like the new banana, which is people all of a sudden chunking down roses and going like, this is the real rose taste and this is the flavored rose taste. And, yeah.
It was a really subtle taste.
Roses and raspberries are the same family?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That can't be.
You know, I see Mason's brain working, and all I can think of is, but steel is heavier than feathers.
Yes, the feathers would scatter while they're falling.
And yet the steel machine flies.
No,
I gotta know. Is this real? Are you yanking my leg?
No, they're the same floral family.
Are raspberries floral?
They flower, yes. How do you get the fruit?
And while
raspberries are also technically not a berry, despite their name.
They're not?
I thought that was strawberries. Is it raspberries too? I thought
raspberries are weird.
Yeah. Could've I know strawberries aren't berries.
Strawberries aren't berries. Strawberries are accessory fruit.
Yeah.
I ain't fucking getting into this.
Watermelon, on the other hand.
You shut up. Can
technically be considered a berry.
It is a berry.
What?
Yep.
Goddamn giant berry. It's delicious.
It is delicious.
I guess the coconut's a seed, but. Yeah. Dang.
Well, in the meantime, what I will say is while Mason tries to figure this shit out, and while I agree with Tyler on watermelon being the best berry that's out there on the planet, we're ending the podcast.
Did Tyler say watermelon was the best berry?
You know what?
It is the best berry.
But I'm not going to dispute it.
See?
Yeah. I won't dispute it either. I just didn't hear him say it.
I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it.
You go to the store and buy some berries. Yeah.
One big ass berry.
Who needs many berries when you can get one big berry?
I'm gonna fuck people up over at the store tomorrow. I'm going in for berries and just walk out with a whole basket full of watermelons. I thought you were going for berries.
Sorry.
You mean Family Dollar? The store?
No. I'm talking about Quality Market. The store. Not Dollar General. The other store.
You have so many options where you are, Stefan. I don't know how you choose.
They're okay. Look, okay, all right.
Which the store do you buy booze from?
And can you bring a horse through them?
How many of the store has a hitching post to park your horse?
And where is it as relation to the light?
Are there horse drive-thrus?
Oh, that's fantastic.
Fuck you guys.
You make a left at the light, you can tie your horse to the post. Get yourself some berries.
Oh, Stefan. We have to come out and visit you at some point.
Our town has multiple hitching posts and not a bus stop or a bus to be seen.
Well, why do you need a bus if you can have a horse?
The public horse transportation.
Elf for love.
Look,
that's great.
All I'll say is that in what is it? We're in March, April, May, June. In 3 months, I'm going to be tied to a damn horse and be paraded around. Drug around a goddamn amphitheater over in a rodeo. Okay, there will be video, and I'm doing this willingly.
Oh, did you get hired as a rodeo clown?
Typical summer for you, it sounds like.
So, how can we get a hold of the video?
It'll be posted. It's not going to be hard. All right, it's not going to be hard. It's going to be a whole lot of screaming. All right, I'm going to tell you right now. It's just going to be a whole lot of... All right.
So. Good thing you're a voice actor.
Shut up. And with that, again, guys, thank you guys for watching, listening, however you're consuming this podcast. Share it with friends. And we'll keep on doing it. The more of you that literally line my email box with the normal messages, why the fuck isn't there an episode? Because there's so many of those right now. The more we will continue to make them. So yeah. And
because you somewhat demanded it.
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
so
I think
that's
on you. The three of us are always, the three that Stefan had on today are always game for being on when we're available.
Yes. Yes.
Does that include me?
Can you count?
I didn't know if you were counting Stefan as one of the three or not.
Stefan did invite Stefan. That is fair. You got me backed into a corner here. Mason, no, you're not included.
God damn it. God damn it.
Or maybe he was inviting drunk Stefan.
Drunk Stefan's not here yet, but definitely going to be here soon. All right.
And drunk Tyler.
I fucking wish.
See, that's four people right there.
Yeah, Tyler could have got drunk with me last night. He missed out.
Look, all right, I saw the Nobara and instantly was real ticked off that I had other responsibilities. But I'm going to tell you right now, the next cosplay karaoke, there may be a drunk Tyler, there may be a drunk Candace, a drunk Tyler, and a drunk Stefan all in the same vicinity.
Yes.
That sounds like trouble.
It Did you like my like cosplay? Amazing.
And prepare for triple.
I absolutely loved your Nobara. Okay. I was so happy to see that. So yes, thank you. The only I have no idea if you had the pins or not too, but like
I need to work on those.
Yes.
Yeah. I need to make a straw man too.
A little hammer.
I want the squeaky hammer. I want the squeaky hammer.
You want the squeaky hammer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I want one of those. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. With that.
With that, thank you guys for watching again, and we will see y'all later.
Bye, friends.
I need to hit.
Yay.